My name is Anne Berg. I currently live in Davis, California. I first came to Holden Village the summer of 1961 with a group of high school students that were sponsored by LBI as a work camp. We actually arrived at the boat dock as the group called the Forerunners left. One of my real strong memories of that week, well, first of all, when we first arrived, they told us we would be hearing dynamite explosions because there were miners who were in the process of closing down the mine. But the first evening, you know, after we'd all gotten settled, there wasn't anything planned. There wasn't a program. So we were kind of wandering around in groups. And three miners came up to the group I was in and said, "Would you like to go into the mine?" And we said, "Sure, that would be great." So we went up with them and into the mine. I don't remember a large amount of being in there or how far we went, but we did go down, go into the tunnel that was just on the level. And after we'd gone a little ways, it opened up into a bigger area. And the miners told us, "Now you have to be careful here because there's a hole that goes down." And it was I think it was about 15 feet across and went down about 200 feet. But we, you know, we were okay, and we came back out, and then the people who were the leaders of our group found out that we had been in the mine, and they were very upset. This was not considered a good place for us to be, especially with those holes that went down several hundred feet. I also collected a large railroad spike that was in the mine. This must have had rails to get things in and out, and I had that for years and years and years, but somewhere went by the wayside.
So. Wow, that is cool. That's amazing. So what did they do to you when you
at that point
were mad at the miners or
all of us? Yeah. At that point it was a moot. It was a moot point, and there wasn't anything they could do except tell the others, "No, don't go there."
So are you related to Gilberg then, or?
No.
Okay, so same name, but different.
Yeah.
Different family.
Yeah. Yeah. My maiden name was Balmeen, and there are quite a few members of my family have been known through the Lutheran circles over the years. But. Yeah.
So have you been back then over the years since then?
Our church brings a group about every 3 years, and it worked out. I was finally able to come about 5 years ago.
And was that the first time since 1961?
That was the first time since 61, so that was really fun.
Yeah. So how has it changed, do you think?
How has it changed?
From 61 to 2000-something.
You know, what strikes me is all of the landscaping, the flowers. And I kind of look around the village and see how much work, how many people have put in their time to bring the village to this point. That first summer they were installing a generator over toward where they married miner community was. There was barely any electricity in the big building. What is this?
Village center.
We had our meals there, and there was some little bit of electricity. And we lived in the chalets because the previous group had cleaned them up, but there was pretty much not a whole lot. There was no hot water. And I do have a memory of going down and washing my hair in Railroad Creek, which was very cold.
I bet it wasn't a very long washing.
No, it was quick. But it's just the other amazing thing here is all of the artwork that people have done over the years. And you just kind of walk around, and then you see something new, and It's like every corner you turn, there's something new and exciting to see.
So you were here for a week, you
Yes,
said, and how did you cook? And I mean, where was the cooking done? Was the dining hall open at all, or?
No, the village center was where we had our meals, and there was somebody that was the cook, cooked for us. We didn't
Right.
have to, we weren't that primitive, and we could stay in the chalets. We weren't camping under the stars, so.
And then what other buildings were, so you were in the village center, was the pool hall and everything?
There wasn't much down there. I don't know if anybody actually went bowling. We knew
Right.
there, we were told the stories of the miners through the years and knew there was a bowling alley, but I don't know if there was any equipment for it that, or if there was, it hadn't been gotten
Yeah,
out.
taken out yet. Yeah, because I think most of the stuff down there is from, I think some of the bowling balls and stuff have been
Might be new.
added, but I think a lot of the other stuff is
Is the
what was left here.
original materials.
Now, did you go out to the, you called it married housing and stuff,
Yeah.
Winston? Did you go out there and
Well, we did walk
what
through
did that
there.
look like? Because
It was
I've never
just,
seen it with the
oh,
houses and
the
everything.
houses were pretty small, looked kind of basic, but you could tell that the people who lived there had cared for them. Of course, the village had been emptied for a while then already, so they were somewhat run down. What we did that week, most of us were working in one of the dorms, cleaning out the rooms, but there was a group of guys from our group that their week's work was slashing the trail, clearing a trail up to Heart Lake.
Oh, wow.
And somebody must have laid it out before then so they knew where to go. But so I did hike up to Heart Lake after they'd finished that.
Cool. I had heard at one point that the miners actually had roads. They actually took cars out to Heart Lake,
Oh my
which I
goodness.
find hard to believe because I can't figure
Yeah.
out. There's some of that path that's not very wide.
Where are the switchbacks?
Well, that would be up to Holden Lake. The switchbacks were up to are up to Holden. Arct is
Okay.
the one
No, but
that's
with
kind
a
of
car,
straight.
you would have to, if you had a
Oh,
road, the road would have to have
right,
switchbacks.
exactly. Interesting. And you were here for a week
Yes.
and got, do you remember which lodge it was?
No, I don't.
So how did you said it was through LBI then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they were, well, the village was originally given to the church and
Right.
kind of came through LBI,
Right.
and we weren't told that at that point. The LBI looked at it and said, "No way we can do this," and then gave it as a gift to the church at large, and
The nonprofit board
yeah,
set
they
up and
set
all
up
that
the
kind of
whole
stuff.
thing.
Well, this is great. How many kids were, and it was high school kids,
High
right? How
school
many kids
kids.
came up with you?
I don't remember. I have some photos somewhere and I didn't have time to search them out. And I can't even remember that last time I was here, I asked about the bus because there's a photo of the forerunners who were all in the back of a big truck coming and going because there wasn't a bus yet. And I seem to remember we were on a bus, but I don't think that's right because somebody told me, no, we didn't get a bus until such and such a year.
So you must have come on the truck too, then, probably.
Probably.
The truck's sitting right over there.
Is that the
Yes,
original?
that's the original truck.
And you keep it
Yes.
going?
Yep, it still works. It's the llama transport. The llamas always go in the back of that. And then, and other things.
The llamas?
Yes, there are llamas who come up to do trail. They pack the trail or the Forest Service or park, I think it's Forest Service, that they have a kind of a station out at Lyman Lake.
Oh,
And
so
so the
you,
llamas bring all their supplies in for
yeah,
the summer
and
and
equipment.
resupply them.
Well, that must be fun to see
Yeah,
them
it
go
is. It's
through.
really cool. Well, thank you very much, Anne. That was really fun. And I'm so glad you shared your
Thank
story.
you.
That's
Well, it
history
was
that I hadn't heard before, so.
well, the last last time I was here, went up to the museum and they have scrapbooks of over all the years. Yeah. And the one for that, for 61, the only thing in it was the group called the Forerunners.
Right.
And it happened that in the Forerunners group, I guess he was the biologist or whatever, naturalist, was a man who lived down the street from us in Parkland, who was, he taught at Pacific Lutheran with my dad, and his one daughter was my best friend growing up.
Oh, wow.
So we met their family on the dock. He had grown a beard the month he was here, and he just couldn't believe he was the same person.
Yeah,
yeah, really. Yeah, and I could find their pictures in the museum.
Wow.